from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. And thanks to Carson Kelly, Rangers catcher, for joining us here in the Nation. The Corner's brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Here's the king of the crusties himself, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you to Dallas College for being part of this. Appreciate that. Had a good day of practice today, boys.
Nice.
Got a good day of practice.
False starts and whatnot?
We had the NFL officials here. We had a couple of those. We had some offsides today. I was a little bit worried about when they went 7-on-7, which is a passing period. I was thinking, okay, Land Clark was here. He's the lead official. And so I don't know if it was his crew or maybe some other officials from around the league that just kind of join him and they work this. But I kind of had a feeling we were going to see some, like, defensive holding, illegal contact, all that crap. And we, sure enough, that's what happened. These guys, we're trying to practice here, but these guys have to come in and talk about, oh, wait, we had holding, we had this. They did call a pick on Turpin, though, trying to run some picks down there on the goal line, and the official said, no, you can't do that.
But hopefully that's not an emphasis. We just got good at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least they're trying to do it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like going, oh, man, you can't call that. But they said that Turpin, and he's like the smallest guy out there. How does a guy that little set a pick?
Yeah.
But the official called it from the side, and it wiped out a touchdown, too, these officials, sometimes you got to watch what's going on with them. But anyway, yeah. We had those guys in the building today.
Had a little run-in with one over the weekend, Brian. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, did you?
Give a piece of your mind.
Yeah. Little girl ended up getting her arm broken because he was letting physical play go on.
Man, come on. You can't
have that.
I know.
You got to protect the kids. I tried to warn them.
Protect the kids. Yeah. Hey, I saw, speaking of protect the kids ruling, Dawson, I saw a coach from Canada get booted out of the Olympics because of not protecting the kids.
Really?
When you were talking about that, I was like going, man, does he have to go to a clinic, right? Or like you have
safe
a clinic?
Sports training. Clinic. Yeah.
Yeah. Sports clinic. Yeah. But Canada had a coach that he was in violation, and they booted him out of the deal. But
I wonder if it was the same one that had the drones that were flying over practice.
Was he being too mean?
That was a chick.
This was abusive. This was abusive stuff, and then some sexual harassment stuff was involved.
That's gross.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that gymnast, or that track and the gymnast, I mean, those poor ladies. I mean, jeez, how they pick these guys for these things, I don't know, but they do. Anyway, getting back to practice there. Really nice day for your guy, Cropper, by the way.
Nice.
I'm trying to figure out here how many receivers are we going to keep. And this kid keeps making plays. So we keep talking about Tolbert and Cooks, and I'm just going down the list, and Turpin, and then Flournoy started practicing again, and then Brooks. But we don't have any CeeDee Lamb here, but Cropper is showing up on these daily things.
Well, he's got a little something the others don't when it comes to the burst, the speed.
He knows how to get open.
He's smooth. I mean, he does not, his ability to accelerate and get in and out of his cuts on a dime. The kid was impressive the first couple days at camp, and then he kind of slowed down a little bit. So today, it looked like an impressive day from some of the clips that came out, Brian.
It was. And when they put him on the move, he's especially good because he could separate. He has a feel, as you mentioned there, Wooly, that when he runs routes, it's like he's going full speed. It's not like any hesitation or slowing up or, oh, I'm worried about running into somebody. He knows where he wants to go, and he gets there. And I'll tell you what, he got some work with the ones today.
Wow.
So he's been like a ones or a twos and, you know, that kind of thing. But I've been kind of impressed. I mean, they throw the ball to him on the out. It's a first down. They throw him the ball down the field. It's a catch in the middle of the field. They throw him the ball down in the end zone. He's separated from Jordan Lewis. By the way, Jordan Lewis did have a good day today. I know I was kind of talking about him getting caught up for a defensive holding. But this Cropper kid, they're going to have to figure out, and we'll see more practices, preseason, how many numbers they keep at wide receiver. Because this kid right here is making them, it might be one of those things like, you know, we talked to Steven Jones, and I'm going to try and grab him tonight too. Maybe not about Cropper. We got the media party tonight. I'm going to see if Clarence Hill lets me ask a question, I might be able to get some information. I'm going to lose that battle tonight. Just get ready. That battle's going to be lost.
You boozing tonight?
No, I can't. I promised some people I'd drive. You know how that goes. But I will.
We should have been those people that got promised that. I'm still bummed.
I know. Yeah, the food consumption will be high, though. I'll make sure I'll have a food report
for you
tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Big day for Jake Ferguson catching the football. You know, Dak, the tight ends, we've talked about the tight ends room. Ferguson, we've seen a lot more of the seam stuff that Ferguson kind of has been really, really good at. But they're finding ways now with they're starting to use some screen packages and things like that to try and get the ball in these guys' hands. Ferguson, I think, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, of the tight ends that run with the football, he's probably the best open field tight end. Am I right about that?
Like when it comes to
playing in space and then run after catch.
Yes.
Okay.
And then next would be Stevens for me.
See, now the thing about Stevens, and I said it earlier when I came on with you guys, I don't think Stevens has been as good as he was last year.
Yeah.
I don't. And maybe it has to do with getting reacclimated with the knee stuff and all that. But I kind of feel like, though,
he's probably still second best, though.
I would say second best. Yeah, that would be. Schoonmaker was back at practice today. I know you guys really care about that, but
no, it's good that he was back. At
no,
least.
He was his back. Yeah,
he's got to practice.
He's got to practice. They've got to figure out this room. Hoffman today, he got beat on a goal line play down there. Micah Parsons, they've kind of figured out, and Mike McCarthy talked about it today, about the blitz I described yesterday where he was playing at depth and he went all the way around from the A-gap to the C-gap on the outside there. He beat – they needed to get off the field on fourth down to the goal line. It was a mojo moment. Hoffman got beat clean by Parsons, and it ended up being a sack, and that was it.
They had Micah right over the center there, right?
And yeah, rushed him. They did. They rushed him. They didn't walk him at depth. They made sure that he was what they call mug or tight to the gap, and he just overpowered Hoffman and gotten Dak really didn't have a chance on that. I mentioned Lewis. I thought he had a really good day in the nickel today. He had a couple of PBUs. He might have had one of the best interceptions that you'll ever see, though, carrying a route to the outside. And Dak was late throwing the ball, the interception. Mm-hmm. There was a couple times we were standing down the goal line, and I'm next to Archer. I'm like, throw it. You know, you got guys open. And there's that little bit of that hesitation, a little bit of indecision. Is it, you know, seeing what you see? When you're behind all that and you see the routes all going, it's like, now you go, throw it. And he was a little bit late on the outside, and Lewis did a great job of breaking on the ball, extending it. One of the prettier interceptions that you'll see. But they're trying to score right there, and Dak throws an interception there right on the goal line. And so defense gets the turnover. I don't know if I've mentioned Willie Harvey very, very much in these practices.
A little bit yesterday.
Yeah, Willie Harvey. Okay, when you start to talk about the linebackers,
he's a veteran, isn't he?
Yeah, he's. Let me see what the years on him. He was in the UFL.
Okay,
is what he did. He was a UFL player. The football league. He's a second year guy. Looking at the numbers, but they're running him now more with the ones. So he's getting some work in the rotation with Leofau, with Clark, with those guys. So they're kind of trying to find a spot for him. I mentioned Clark. Man, he has done a really nice job. They ran a lot of goal line stuff today. It was really a physical practice in that way. And so a lot of take on at the point of attack. Clark several times, and they were able to step up on the goal line and do some pretty good things. It was hard for the front when they got down there. They were trying to run through. They put three defensive tackles. Zimmer just went ahead and said, okay, when we get inside the five, we're going to put all three of our defensive tackles down there inside. So they had some size down inside there with Rodgers down there, with Davis down there, and then also with Mozzie down there. And so they were able to kind of stack some things up. And as they're stacking it up, Clark and those guys were coming downhill in a hurry. And there were a couple different times where they made some really good physical plays at the point of attack. So it continues to be a physical practice out here. We got tomorrow, we got a mock game, so you guys know what that means. And then we got the Rams coming here on Thursday. So good practice overall today with the officials here. And we'll see how things go here in a couple days when the Rams roll into town.
Sounds great. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every day at this time, brought to you by Dallas College. The USA is whooping Brazil. It's 99-71 with 8 minutes to play. So doing a nice job here. I think they're going to move to 6-0 so far in the basketball tournament. This is in the quarterfinal game already. And, man, the USA pretty much without incident so far, making light work of this tournament. It's cool to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.